Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. At one time in the history of Israel, God had established His sanctuary at Shiloh. In fact, the building which housed the Ark of the Covenant was there. But because of the rebellion and disobedience of God's people, the city of Shiloh was destroyed by the Philistines. In recent years, that city has been excavated by archaeologists. Jeremiah wanted the Jews of his day to view Shiloh as an object lesson of what would happen to them if they continued to rebel against God's law. Just because the temple of the Lord in which the Jews trusted was in Jerusalem did not mean it would always be there. The place of worship in Shiloh had been destroyed. The place of worship in Jerusalem could also be destroyed. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Jeremiah 7:13. The Jews had committed great evil, theft, adultery, false swearing, burning incense to Baal, walking after gods whom they had not known, and they were going to be held accountable for their conduct. They would be punished by being removed from their own land and carried to Babylon for 70 years. But maybe they did not know what God wanted them to do. If the Jews ever tried to use ignorance as an excuse, they were inexcusable. God had spoken to them through His prophets, Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, Micah, and on down to Jeremiah. Ignorance was not the problem which plagued Israel. Or if it were ignorance, it was willful ignorance. They had no excuse for their immoral behavior. God, through Moses and through other great prophets, had told the Israelites what He expected of them. Did they not remember these words from the Ten Commandments? You shall not steal. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not murder. It really was not a question of remembering. They wanted to have their own way and probably thought like many modern men. God loves us so much and His grace is so all-encompassing that He will not punish us. We are delivered to do all these abominations. The ancient Jews were guilty of believing what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace. Modern theologians are also guilty. God has spoken through His servants, the prophets. But the Jews had not heard what He said. They had not heard because their hearts were so hard, they would not answer. And who were these people who would not hear? Were they Moabites, Ammonites, Philistines, or other pagan nations? My friends, they were God's people, the Israelites. But if they did not hear and did not obey, would they not escape punishment because they were guaranteed salvation? Please listen to the Lord. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Jeremiah 7:14. Surely, God does not threaten His own people with destruction. My friends, that is precisely what He did promise, and what He did accomplish. Shiloh was once God's place of worship, but it was destroyed by the Philistines. 1 Samuel 4. The nation of Israel, with its holy temple, was heading in the same direction. God would send Nebuchadnezzar against Israel and carry away thousands and thousands of captives. Why? Because God could not protect His people? Absolutely not. The Jews were taken into Babylonian captivity because they had committed all kinds of immorality and then had the audacity to say to God, "We are delivered to do these abominations." Hard-heartedness, rebellion, and gross immorality brought Israel to her knees. The Hebrew writer warned, "Take heed lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. Thank you and may God bless you.